Greetings, friends and radio listeners, and welcome to this program of the R.G. Harding Ministries as we come your way today proclaiming, souls are crying and men are dying. Won't you help us to win the lost? This is Sister Sharon Knotts thanking you for tuning into the program today and inviting you to call a friend and invite your friend to tune into the program on the radio station that you're listening to, as we're about to join my father, Brother Hardy, for a very powerful and endearing message entitled, The Eternal Priesthood of Christ. Do you realize that the greatest ministry of our Lord Jesus Christ is going on right now in the heavenlies, where he sits on the right hand of our Father as our eternal high priest? I'll be back at the close of the program to tell you how you can get a copy of this powerful message, The Eternal Priesthood of Christ.
But any time the Father would want to bring judgment, we can run to Jesus. And our high priest will go to the Father and say, Father, you don't know what it is to be tempted and tried. You don't know what it is to roll all night without any sleep, with all kind of pressure. Pressure on the job, pressure at home, pressure financially, pressure mentally, pressure physically. You don't know, Father, but I sat where they sat, and I walked where they had to walk, and I lied where they had to lie. Father, I was tempted in all points, like as they, in the same humanity, in the same condition that they're in. I got into that humanity. I subjugated myself to that same condition. I became like them because I wanted to understand them. That's why you sent me, Father, because you thought you might have been too harsh under the law. Maybe you could have done something different. Could you understand your creature? You wanted to understand them more because you loved them, and you showed your love so much because you became like them. That's why man was made in God's image, so that God could become man, because God would not put an inferior image on. And this isn't something Jesus did in his earth walk and then laid aside on resurrection. No, he has become the eternal God-man. He is still a possessor of deity and humanity. He just didn't assume humanity for his earth walk and then go back to heaven and discard it. No. When they said the Lord has risen, Thomas said, except I see his hands and put my hands in the print, and except I put my hand in his side, I will not believe. And Jesus appeared and said, come on, Thomas, put your hand in my print. Put your hand in the hand of the man whose hand is wounded with the spikes of Calvary. Put your hand in the side of the man whose side is scarred by the spear wherewith water and blood came out that cleansed all your sins. Look at me and see that I am flesh and bone. I am just like you, flesh and bone, and I will be flesh and bone forever. Even though I'm deity on the inside, I shall be flesh and bone outside. Even though I'm deity, I'm still humanity, and I understand the Father, and I understand you, and I love the Father, and I love you. And when you get in trouble, I'm alive forevermore. Hallelujah! Because Jesus is like Samuel. He's the king priest that rules his people. He's not even a Saul or a David. That's just a prophet king. He's the king priest that reigns and rules over his people forever and ever. And the greatest ministry to the church is going on now with Jesus in his high priest robes as our mediator, as our go-between, the one that understands us. The song said, my Jesus knows just what I need. He knows, because he sat where we had to sit. He experienced everything that we have to experience. You can't go through an experience that Christ hasn't already went through. You can't be tempted with any temptation that Christ has not been tempted. As I read in the beginning, Hebrews 4:14 down to 16. 15th verse, for we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we. Therefore, we got someone that understands us on the right hand of the Father. Notice, this was written not to sinners, This was written to Hebrew Christians. We have a high priest, and when we're tempted, Bible said he's able to succor us. I want to read Hebrews, the 2nd chapter, and about the 14th verse. Listen to this. Hebrews 2:14. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, for as much as you and I are human beings, he also likewise took part of the same. He was just as human as you and I. He could get grieved. His soul could be sorrowful to death. When they beat him, it bled just like you bleed. And when they crucified him, he died just like you and I can die. He was an absolute, total possessor of humanity, flesh and blood. And in that flesh and blood, you can understand what it is. You can reverse the role. What Jesus did was put on humanity and became the God-man. Now that we're born again, we put on the divine nature and become divine men. But just because I have the divine nature doesn't exclude me from being tempted and tried in all of the frailties of the flesh. I still have a human side of me, even though I'm a partaker of the divine nature. I still can be tempted. I still can be grieved by people. I still can be hurt. I still can be forsaken. I still can be lied upon. And it still affects my psyche like it affected Jesus when Peter cursed him and he looked up at him. I believe the master's heart was crushed and Peter sensed it and he went out and the big fisherman cried. He's able to be touched. He's able to feel you when you're in your trial. He's able to sympathize, and that Greek word is more than the English. It means to suffer with you. He's able to suffer with you. He suffered with us. He wanted to come. He wanted to understand us. He wanted to go all the way. He wanted to be absolutely merciful to mankind. And the only way he could was to put on humanity and subjugate himself to the same things. In fact, to the lowest of all human beings, a servant, and die the worst and the most despicable death of all, the death of a cross as a curse. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. No wonder he said in the 10th chapter of Hebrews, of how much sore punishment shall you think him to be counted worthy of? It's counted the blood of the covenant wherewith they were sanctified. An unclean and unholy thing has trampled underfoot the broken body of Jesus and despised the Holy Spirit of God. Oh, if God poured out his fury on those that broke the law of Moses, how much more is he going to deal with those that reject Jesus, trample him underfoot, despise his blood, when God, the Word, has won through an eternal change? He is an eternal God-man. He's the firstborn of a new order of beings. He was the only one of his kind. There wasn't a God like him, nor a man like him, because he was the God-man. But now, he's the firstborn amongst many brothers, and he's got a whole order of new beings, of divine men, and he loves them with an infinite and everlasting love, and he's ever alive as their high priest and their mediator. And when we have a need, even in eternity, if I would do something to displease the Father, somebody said, how could you do that? How can you do it now that you're a child of God? But you do it. Every one of us offend the Father. God tells us to do something and we don't do it. Or we let old self pop up. Or we let the human nature side take control instead of buffeting our body. And let the divine nature rule and become the obedient sons of God. Hallelujah. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same. Why? That through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil. When Jesus died, he destroyed the devil's power over death. He destroyed the devil's power over you. He destroyed the power of sin. He destroyed the power of sinning. He wiped it all out. And what did he do? He destroyed the power of the death, that is the devil, and delivered them. I'm not going to be delivered. I'm delivered. And delivered them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. For truly he took not on him the nature of angels, but he took on him the seed of Abraham. Wherefore in all things it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren. He was made like us in all things, in every respect. He was like you and I. If you please, somebody say amen. That he might be a merciful and a faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. For in that he himself hath suffered being tempted, he is able to succor them that are tempted. He was tempted in all points, like as you and I. Now he has met the qualification to be a high priest. And the high priest was to go before God and with strong crying and intercession, get mercy and reconciliation and atonement. And my brother and my sister, whenever you need him, now through the countless ages of eternity, Jesus has his priesthood clothes on. He has the robe of righteousness on. He has the high priest garment on. And you can come boldly to the throne of grace, to your high priest, to your mediator, and say, high priest, I know I did wrong. I made a mistake. Oh, go to the Father and make an atonement for me. You read Genesis and Exodus, and you'll find out time and time again, Moses said unto Aaron, go and make an atonement for the sins of the people. And Jesus ever lives. He's on the right hand of the Father. You can't go through any trial. You can't go through any test. You can't go through any hard place that the Lord hadn't went before you. He understands it, and he gives you an invitation. Come boldly to the throne of grace, and you shall obtain mercy. You're going to find it, come on, and you shall find help in your time of need, because he's able to save you to the uttermost, seeing that he ever lives to make an intercession for you and I. Oh, let's give him a praise offering.
Amen. What a powerful message by God's servant, Brother Hardy, the eternal priesthood of Christ. You know, at Christmas, we celebrate him as the babe of Bethlehem, the Son of God. And at Easter, we celebrate him as the Lamb of God who hung upon the cross, our Savior who took away our sins. But you know, after he arose from the dead, he took on his present and eternal role as our faithful, able, merciful high priest, because there is only one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. Jesus laid aside his deity to become a human, and the lowest of all, he took on himself the role as a servant, that he took our sins and bare our iniquities, dying on the cross, obeying his Father. But then when he entered into the holy place and put his blood upon that mercy seat, he became our faithful eternal high priest who ever lives to make intercession for us. And because he took on the nature of man, he can be touched with the feelings of our infirmities. He was tempted in every point, like as we are tempted, but without sin. And that's why we can run to him in our time of need and make our petitions known, because he's able to understand what we're going through. What a beautiful thing to know. What a comfort to know that Jesus ever lives as our eternal high priest. You will never think of Jesus in the same way once you have really gotten this message in your spirit. And it is available in its entirety on one CD or audio tape for your love gift to the radio ministry of at least $10. Please ask for offer number 164 CD if you want it on CD, or 164T if you want it on audio tape, and send your request for this powerful message, the Eternal Priesthood of Christ, to Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203. Be sure to ask for offer number 164 CD or 164T with your love gift of at least $10 to Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203.